The state task force looking at the epidemic of opioid drug abuse in the state is finalizing its recommendations to send to the governor. The group's trying to figure out how to keep the growing epidemic from getting worse. WBUR's Asma Khalid has the latest.
On March 27th, Governor Deval Patrick declared a public health emergency in response to the opioid epidemic in the state. Because of that emergency, the state promised $20 million to increase treatment and recovery services. The task force is trying to figure out how to use that money. The group includes public officials, doctors, insurance providers, and first responders, like Ted Joubert, the fire chief in North Attleboro. He says he's dealing with overdoses regularly.
We had an overdose of a 23-year-old young man at one of our local hotels, and he succumbed to those. About 3 hours later, we had another overdose of another young man at Applebee's. So we're dealing with this way, way too frequently.
Joubert says first responders are often dealing with people leery of asking for help. He says families and addicts might trust firefighters and paramedics, but those emergency workers often don't know where to send drug users for additional help.
Out of this, I would like to see us get a little bit more guidance as to where we can direct these families to go and get treatment.
The task force also includes families impacted by drug abuse. Paul Kuziak from Beverly has two sons in recovery for substance abuse. He says too often the system is backwards, focusing on recovery instead of education and prevention.
Until we address stigma, denial, ignorance, and the biggest thing, I think, accountability across everything, it's almost like we're forever cleaning up the wreckage of substance abuse.
According to a new WBUR poll, 57% of young people, ages 18 to 29, say they know someone who struggled with an opiate addiction in the last year. One dilemma is that officials know opioid abuse is a problem, but they have difficulty quantifying how big of a problem it is. Public Health Commissioner Cheryl Bartlett says she wants to get better data on overdosing, not just overdoses that lead to fatalities. She says strengthening prescription monitoring programs and adding targeted treatment for specific populations like women and youth is important. Also key for her is better coordination for care, perhaps a central assessment center.
Because we think that the fragmentation often gets people lost in these transitions of care.
The Department of Public Health plans to give the governor a final list of policy recommendations by the end of next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.